Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all having an amazing day. Now today I've got a couple of fantastic entitled parent stories for you, but before we get into them, firstly a little message from Terry Crews. Now look, I saw this tweet the other day and for some reason I hadn't seen it before and it made me chuckle, so I thought I'd show you guys as well. Alright, so here is a tweet from a random woman called Erica. I think the spookiest thing that happened last night at Horror Nights was when Terry Crews rudely said, no, when I asked for a picture. But Big Terry has quote retweeted this saying, no, the scariest thing I saw was you rudely pushing through my kids like a zombie to ask for one. Absolutely destroyed. So yeah, there you go. I guess Terry Crews hates Karens entitled people as much as we all do. Good to know. Let's get into the first story. Uncle stole my N64 for my cousin. Refused to return it till my dad threatened to call the police. Now guys, before we get into the story properly, I just want to explain what an N64 is for those of you that may not know. The majority of you will know, sure, but for some of you that were born after 1999, well, the N64 is a Nintendo 64. I think it's actually the second console they released after the SNES. It looks like this. Very retro, very snazzy. It was amazing at the time. Anyway, onto the story now. This happened back in 1999, and a similar story reminded me of it. My uncle was always a piece of work, and not just a blatant thief at times, but a major cheapskate to boot. When I was 13, back in 1999, I got a brand new N64 for my birthday, with some used cartridges of both Mario 64 and Mario Kart to go with it. Two elite games, by the way. My cousin, who was a complete, at the time, brat, was all over it the next time he came to visit. The kid really wasn't so bad, but he'd get violent if he lost at a game or didn't get something he wanted. I was playing my N64 in my room when he asked to come in. I didn't mind and figured I could play against him at Mario Kart. We played the first circuit and I dominated at 100cc, while he came in last each time. By the fourth race, at the desert level, he totally lost it, crying that I wouldn't let him win, and then he started punching me. The kid was only like 7, but he liked to aim for the crotch. He just barely missed hitting me in the junk, so I dragged him out of my room. When I told my uncle what my cousin had done, his response was, "So, why didn't you just let him win?" And I told him, "There's no way I could have, because even if I wasn't playing, he never even came close to being anywhere but last." My uncle just sneered and said, "No excuses, he's little, and you should just let him win." So I suggested a compromise of letting my cousin play by himself so he could get some practice in at the game. Everyone agreed, and I thought that that would be that. But even when I set it to 50cc, my little cousin couldn't do any better than 6th place on any race. He went ape while playing Toad's Turnpike and threw the controller against the wall. Now I was mad, but I tried to stay patient with him by saying he just needed some more practice. My little cousin said he couldn't practice because he didn't have an N64 at home, because his dad wouldn't buy him one. I said I was sorry about that and decided it was time to shut the game off because I didn't want to risk something getting broken. Then he went crying to his dad that he wanted an N64, and his dad just told him they didn't have the money. Yet my uncle was buying things like beer, cigarettes, lottery tickets almost daily. So I figured that was that, and they left not long later. But the next time I went back to my room, I noticed that my N64 was gone. I immediately called my parents. My dad was furious, and my mum tried to make excuses for her brother because he was a single father. But my dad packed us all into his old station wagon and we drove to my uncle's house. My dad pounded on my uncle's door until he finally opened it. Inside, we could easily hear my little cousin playing my Mario Kart game. My dad demanded they return the games and console immediately. My uncle actually denied having it, till we pointed out that we could literally hear it, after which he just slammed the door in our faces. My father pounded on the door again and threatened to call the police if he didn't return the N64, and then yelled that he still had the receipts so the police could tell it was mine. That's when the N64 stopped playing, and I heard my little cousin start screaming. My uncle came out with the N64, the two games, cords, and both controllers in a plastic bag, and practically shoved it in my hands. Then he slammed his door shut again. My little cousin was still screaming and trying to open the door, but my uncle wouldn't let him out. I checked everything in the car, and one of the controller joysticks had actually been broken. My parents apologized to me and said that my uncle wouldn't be welcome in our house again for some time. Then they took me to the local game store and bought a replacement controller for me. It was red, so that was a nice upgrade over the previous grey one. A few months later, my uncle was jailed for trying to steal from a store. I don't remember what he tried to take, but my mother decided to file a petition for custody of my cousin without asking my father. That led to a big argument. I'm not surprised. What the heck? But we ended up taking in my little cousin anyway. And over the next year or so, unspoiled him. His father never bothered to come back for him, so he sort of became like my little brother. And now he's actually a pretty good guy. He is still terrible at Mario Kart though. Yo, the ending of that story is actually so wholesome. That's so sick. I'm not completely sure about, you know, your mum just taking in your cousin without telling your dad. That seems a little bit strange. But the fact that you've now made him into a good person, I guess unspoiled him, undone all the bad work that your uncle did, I guess, is great. And your uncle can F off. All right then, now moving on to our second story, competitive behavior. Now this one actually, guys, is written by a mum themselves. You know what I hate about being a parent? That people all of a sudden start to compete with you. I'm not even like that. Yeah, sure, I like to compare my child to another child that is her age, but not in a bad way. I like to see how they develop mostly the same ways. So, there's this mother I know, and we usually ask each other questions about how our childs are developing. And I think for us both, it confirms we're still doing things right. I'm grateful to have someone like her. We compare, but we don't judge. We don't compete. No one has to be better. Yeah, we do things differently, but we don't care. If anything, one can give the other one useful advice by doing things differently. Then there is another friend, in inverted commas, I had. She was competing with me during pregnancy. My belly wasn't really showing till I was halfway. She said my child must be unhealthy or disabled. Wow, what a wonderful start. Your child isn't even born yet and she's still abusing you. What a start. I told her that last check, everything was still fine, but she apparently knew better than the doctors. She used to send me pictures of everything she bought and often repeated that she hated copycats and she wouldn't like it if someone bought the same things. She often said that I could have a miscarriage at any moment because those things happen. She seemed to be obsessed with my checkups, always asking how they'd gone, I expect, hoping I had some bad news. She always said, yuck, if I bought something for my baby. She didn't like anything that I bought. At some point, it became clear that her child had some issues of their own and that she would have a premature baby. But she only had size 1 month because they grow out of it quickly. Now, since I already knew that I would have a premature size baby, I offered her one of my premature size baby clothes, knowing at that point she barely had time left to buy something. I was very proud of that tiny outfit, and I sure didn't like her behavior towards my unborn child, but I thought maybe it's just her hormones, or maybe it's mine, I don't know. But she said, yuck, no, I don't want it, and certainly not as the first outfit. So I took it back, annoyed because I was trying to be helpful. She could have said there was no need to, and that she'd figure it out if she didn't like it. The weird thing was that she wanted me to become the godmother of her child. I always told her that I would because she was a good friend, I thought. But now that she was being so negative and I was suspicious that she'd actually wanted me to have a miscarriage, I said I couldn't. I didn't want to get into an argument, so I said that I couldn't spend much time with her child if I was having my own 4 months later, and her child deserved better than that. She said she understood. Sent me a video of her sisters happily saying yes, and I heard her boyfriend sneer that someone changed her mind and this was the best option after all. My boyfriend works long hours, and I was usually alone all day, cleaning, doing everything myself. It didn't bother me, I felt good. She always bragged about how her boyfriend would treat her like a princess, clean the entire house after work, cooked, and I don't know what else this superhero did. I said I was glad for her. But to be honest, I wondered where his balls were. It wasn't my kind of relationship,
I was glad to feel useful. Her baby was born, and I sent her my congratulations. She never asked me to visit, but to be honest, I didn't want to. All this time, I have been avoiding her, making sure not to start a conversation, but she kept staying in touch. I think I snapped once or twice, but since we are family friends, and I see them often, I didn't want to make a big deal out of it, and I did try and stay polite. She gave me lots of advice usually, but Google advised the opposite. And sorry, my friend, but Google and I go way back. Some of her advice could actually harm my child, even cause death. Although I think she didn't realise, but who knows, maybe she did. When my child was born, she deleted me from Facebook. She ignores me totally when we're both visiting her aunt, often sneers or makes a comment I know is intended to get me. One day, my child was making sounds and screaming. At some point, babies start to scream for no reason because they're trying to find out how to use their voices. Her kid screamed even harder, and she started laughing, with that look in her eye like, "Yes, child, tell her to shut up." Another day, I told her aunt that I should go home because it was past my baby's bedtime already. She knew that I used to shower her 2 times a day, one time with soap, the other time with just water, because I couldn't stand the smell of sour milk. I told her that I'd recently stopped doing this because she didn't throw up milk anymore, and now I shower her just in the morning. "Yuck," that friend said. "Mine showers in the evening so she is fresh when she goes into bed. Ooh, if she goes unshowered into bed every evening, her bed will be filthy."
Wait, sorry, do the majority of people not shower in the mornings? I mean, I don't personally, I do shower in the evening, but it's pretty normal to get up and shower before you start your day.
I said that wasn't true, because I refresh the bed every day. Well, look, guys, I could go on and on about this woman, but I'll save the time by not writing another chapter. The thing is, we seem to be close friends for years, and I never expect this to happen. I've heard more stories from friends going through something like this. Have any of you ever been through something like this? If you have, share your story in the comments below.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh. Well, listen, I can't say that I have, guys, because unfortunately, I'm not a parent. So I can't really give you my story about, you know, a similar sort of event to this. But some of you watching will be parents, and you can comment down below on our behalf. If you do have a story that is relatively similar to this or along the same sort of lines, do comment it down below because I am actually interested to read it. And I'm sure everyone else who isn't a parent like me is interested also. I wanted to bring you guys a story from someone that is a little bit older, you know, a little bit more mature in their lives, a parent, but not an entitled one. A very interesting story. I enjoyed it. And there we go, guys. That is going to do it for this one. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want to see more from me right away, please do check out a couple more videos on screen. If you're new around here, hit this button to subscribe and turn notifications on so you never miss one of my daily videos. And with that all being said, I will see you all tomorrow with a brand new one. Take care.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.